Hey guys, welcome to 51st Ghosts, where we talk about all things dating, really, usually in a not so positive way. And welcome to the Monday slot. This is an attempt for me to become more, you know, consistent. So hopefully you guys like Mondays. Maybe this can add a positivity, even though I just said how negative this podcast is, about two with your Mondays. As always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at 51stghosts50. My personal Instagram is YASMINGHASIRI. It's just too much for me to have an Instagram for the podcast. I already hate social media, so that's just asking for a lot. So, if you need to follow things like my postings about when the podcast comes out, it's probably better to follow me there. I don't even think I posted about posting on Mondays on Twitter. But also, you can subscribe and share this with your friends and like and rate. Also, if you're inspired by any stories, email them to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, I just wanted to get all that shit out of the way, and we can jump into this. So, on the 4th of July, I was at the beach with, like, a little group of lesbians, and lesbian pacing came up in regards to dating. Also, I'm sorry if there's going to be this constant hum in the background. My laptop that I'm recording into is in overdrive right now, just trying to cool itself down for some reason. I don't know if it's the heat. But anyway, so we were talking about lesbian pacing and how people who might like disappear once they get into a relationship, because there are people like that. And we were talking about a little bit, not really going into too much detail, about why lesbians move so fast in this lesbian urge to merge, or the whole, what do lesbians bring on a second date? A U-Haul. Now, to be clear, lots of people move way too fast, no matter their sexual orientation, their sex, or their gender identity. There are a lot of people who move way too fucking fast. There are also a lot of lesbians who move really slow. As someone who dates lesbians, I personally am like, I don't want to see you more than like twice a week when we first start dating. One is preferable. I had to slow down the brakes completely on my last relationship, and I didn't do it. I failed, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that led to why it ended. On the other hand, I've dated girls who, well, we didn't date. It was just a one-night stand. Or I've dated girls who are moving so slow that even for me, it was obscene. That was Ashley on the podcast, where I couldn't deal with the fact we weren't even seeing each other once a week. I thought that was weird. If I wasn't sure if we were seeing other people or we were supposed to, or if she was interested at all. Like, the lack of communication was so extreme. And yet to her, it was totally fine and normal. But there is something, though, about lesbians moving so fast. There's so many jokes about lesbians moving too fast. Not straight people. I think people are more concerned if a straight couple moves really fast. But if lesbians do, it's like, well, that's a lesbian for ya. But what is it with lesbians? So I read several articles, and everyone cited someone named Dr. Lauren Constein, that's C-O-S-T-I-N-E. I'm reading off my laptop that's on the other side of my bed because it's so fucking loud right now. But she is a clinical psychologist who's specializing in lesbian psychology, like positive lesbian affirmative psychology. She actually is like leading, like, and this article is from 2013, but she was leading research within lesbian studies, and she actually wants to open up, or has opened up, a practice in West Hollywood, actually. So, doing lots of research within there, and what's super interesting about her is that she has coined the phrase internal lesbian phobia, that lesbians not only have internal homophobia, which a lot of gay people do, but there's a level of internal sexism and misogyny that lesbians have, and this is actually something that pushes lesbians into moving way too fast in a relationship. Now, it doesn't take a psychologist to tell you that we live in a world that's very sexist and very homophobic, and when you're female and homosexual, that can be difficult. Even if you're more masculine presenting, there's still a level of, like, you're dealing with that as a female-bodied person. Movies, TV shows, songs, society, culture, everyone not only assumes people are straight until proven otherwise, unless you look real gay. But a lot of people want you to be straight. And then sexism. Even within the LGBT community, everyone objectifies lesbians and women, including gay men and straight women, who are supposedly allies. So there's a lot of shit going on. Now, one element, I think, that I didn't really see brought up is the homophobic element. It's like, will you ever have a relationship? Do you ever think you can have a relationship? And then you meet someone and you want to explore it, and then you move way, way too fast. Or you settle for a relationship that's not very good. Now, that's my two cents. But what she is saying, which was interesting, is lesbians, like other females, or women, or whatever, they're told that the greatest accomplishment of being a female or a woman is being in a relationship. That's your utmost goal in life, is to not be single. So when you have two people who have been told your goal in life is to not be single, and that your status is determined by, do you live with someone? Are you with someone? You know, do you have the kids? Are you engaged? Are you doing the cute photos? Are you going to different trips, like romantic getaways? If that's both people's goals, then it's really easy to achieve those goals really quickly. Something else that's also interesting, and this kind of goes back to the homophobia thing and being gay, is that people in the LGBT community have a higher chance of having addictions than our straight counterparts. And that's because we live in a really fucked up world. Straight people, they get to actually prance through rainbows and daffodils and ride unicorns. Gay people, on the other hand, are fighting for our rights. We're rejected by our families. We went decades trying to change ourselves internally, struggling with shit. So we have, like, societally driven issues. We're not inherently more addictive or addicting, but we go through way more shit than our straight counterparts. Even if you have a plush background life, the emotional struggle is going to be greater than straight people's. Straight people have it easy when it comes to dating and love and romance and discovering your sexuality. Even if you feel like you can't get a Bumble date, well, fuck you, you're fine. Because you didn't have to struggle with your sexuality and, like, who you felt you were and your gender identity when you were 10 years old. But the thing with addiction is that it comes in many, many different forms, right? Sex addicts or love addicts. So love is a form of addiction, and it feels good. It's like a high, especially that honeymoon phase. Granted, a lot of lesbians or people who move too fast might skip out a little bit on the honeymoon phase because they move so fast, which is a shame because the honeymoon phase is probably one of the best parts of a relationship. With that being said, however, I do believe that there are a lot of reasons that people move way too quickly. Competition. Being afraid of being alone, I think, is a big one. And I think those are kind of, I mean, I don't really want to, like, talk about my ex, but I do think there's an element of her brother and his girlfriend moved insanely fast. And I noticed that she wanted to, like, mirror the relationship a lot. And she couldn't be alone. I've never dated anyone who wanted to move so quickly. Like, she wanted to see, like, I literally lied about being busy because we would have seen each other 3 times in the first week we would have dated. Like, she wanted to cook me dinner. And I was like, what the fuck? I talked it up to being a lesbian and being, like, a girl. You know, ooh, she wants to move so fast. But I literally was like, nah, I have a lot of work to do, and I just laid in bed and watched Game of Thrones and ate cookies. But I was like, I can't move that fast. I don't want to see someone that quickly. Because the phrase, the urge to merge, comes from the 50s and, like, early 60s when gay couples had to, like, remain in secret. And if you actually somehow had the ability to make a family, that was, like, held on to. And in the lesbian world back then, serial monogamy, like, was safe. It created, like, a sense of stability and, like, you know, the whole roommate thing. And also, it is fulfilling, I guess. Especially back in the 60s and 50s, where women were definitely told your only purpose in life is to have children and be a wife. Being able to have that actually as a lesbian is huge. So it makes sense back then, but today in our world, I'm sorry, ladies. There are so many other important things out there. And that was something I was reading in another article that cited a marriage, love, life counseling coach, Monica Prica. And that's the coach, not the author. And she was saying, kind of what I was saying, a big reason people move so quickly, gay, straight, bi, whatever, is because they're not getting happiness from other places. And that's not good. That's so not good. You know, human interaction, basically, you get 80% of everything you need outside of a relationship. That's a lot. That's so much. But if that 80%, and I think it might be even more than that, is, you know, neglected or not looked at, then suddenly this, your romantic relationship suddenly your romantic relationship is 40% of your happiness, 50, 60, 70. And for some people, it might be everything. If you don't have great friendships, which a lot of people don't, a lot of people, like adults, don't have good friendships. If you don't have a fulfilling job, which honestly, who does? You know, if you're not getting joy out of other extracurriculars and stuff like that, then you're going to put a lot of emphasis on being with somebody. So it makes sense that a lot of people move way too quickly. And with lesbians, there is a biological difference. There's way more oxytocin, which is the love bonding chemical you get from like orgasms, cuddling, breast milk, things like that, where there's a physical, literal, physiological, like, bonding mechanism that females can have. And I'm sure there's different levels and extents to that as well. But if you throw on growing up in a homophobic, sexist world with already regular people issues, it kind of lends itself to, like, yeah, let's move really quickly. I also read this article about signs that you're moving too fast. And, you know, there's a lot of things like your friends and family are worried. You drop off the face of the earth, which is something we were talking about, you know, with my friend group. And there's a couple that I thought were really interesting. And one was meeting the family right away. That's really interesting because it's, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, no, I don't want to meet your family. It's too soon. But there's an element of when you guys break up, because most relationships that move very, very quickly don't last. You peter out. There's an article saying, I believe, with Dr. Constine. After 3 months, women kind of, like, get over it when they move so quickly. You also don't get a chance, if you're moving super fast, to actually get to know the person, which I feel was super accurate in my last relationship. The girl I met was not the girl who broke up with me, which, sure, that can be normal for most relationships, but I mean, it was insanely different to me. It was only over a span of 9 months, which really isn't long at all. But you also not only don't know the person, but if you move super quickly, you don't know if you're compatible. Now, there's some people when you know, and like I have known successful relationships, marriages have lasted decades when they moved quickly. Most of the time, that's not the case. I feel like people can move quicker, easier, if they're more similar. You know, if you're both fitness people, I feel like you have to date a fitness person. If you're a fitness person, it's like a lifestyle choice. The more similar you are, I think the easier it is to move quicker because you don't have to compromise as much. You don't have to get to know each other as much. There's not as much maneuvering through the relationship, which if you actually studies show that those kinds of relationships where you never argue, disagree, all that stuff only last 5 years, which is interesting. I guess I think you get bored, actually. I literally think that's what it was. But if you move faster because you're more similar, that would make sense why possibly two people of the same sex who have been through similar struggles with gender, sexuality, all that, move quicker. Now, something I thought was interesting is that all the pictures they show of lesbians moving too fast are two femmes. Now, I don't know if that's an element of society only likes feminine lesbians, and so we're just going to plaster feminine lesbians over everything like we do everything. But I do wonder. So, for example, I'm masculine at center, right? I've identified a lot with masculinity struggles, the fragility of masculinity, the macho-ness, like weird shit that I've dealt with, like because I have toxic masculinity. So I do wonder if there's like less of a struggle for more masculine lesbians. I haven't seen research on it online, nothing came up, but I just think it's interesting because it's perpetuating a stereotype that girly girls want to move fast, and then that like I'm like the dude who can't commit. So I thought that was just like an interesting dynamic. But anyway, so going back to things that you're moving too quickly is when you meet the family right away, because if they get integrated into your life before you realize you're not compatible, or you know, you don't see a long-term future with this person, you're losing people, and the family is losing you too. You're losing their friends. So getting entangled too quickly into their life, it sucks for everybody. And I think that's a big problem actually lesbians have, is getting entangled into their significant other's life really quickly. Say you're gonna be like, I'm gonna go hang out with the girls tonight. Well, if you're dating a girl, it's easier for them to come along. You know, it's not like the guy taking the cis little femme straight girl to boys' night at the bar where they're going, we're guys and we drink beer and watch sports. Now, I'm not saying that that girl can't hang at all, but it's a little different than like taking a girl to like a queer female, to a queer female gathering. Especially because a lot of queer females don't know other queer females. Like, gay guys have their community really easily, but, like, there's no space for lesbians. We only get Wednesday night in the club. We don't have as many events. We don't have 6 days a week. And it's only Wednesday at one place in LA. We're losing so much of where we go, which is funny because in LA, like, people are saying, oh, we're losing our lesbian scene. Like, there's no lesbian scene. There's no lesbian culture. I'm like, girl, have you been to Orange County? Are you kidding me? There are lesbians everywhere. I have never known so many lesbians in my life. But they've also lived in LA for a long time. And so it's all about perspective, I guess. That's something that's so easy, is to bring your queer female friends or partner into your queer female space, and then suddenly like they're friends with your friends, and maybe you break up and it doesn't go well, or it was just a few dates, and suddenly your ex is dating your friend, and then your friends are dating, like your exes are dating each other. It's just, it becomes this weird small world because we do integrate so naturally into our community. And I do think, you know, that's why they say gay guys are dramatic. It's because you're dating your friends, and your friends are dating your exes, and your exes are your friends. There's so many weird crossovers because we don't have a huge plethora of people, and there's not this like straight boys over here, straight girls over there mentality in the gay community. Another thing I thought was interesting was this idea of being obsessed. You're moving too fast because you're obsessed with each other, or you know, you get the butterflies, the texting, all this stuff. And based off of, like, a lot of memes and, like, accounts that post shit, girls and females, especially, like, more femme ones, I hate to make this, like, distinction, because, like, I'm not like that, but I'm sure there's masked females who are. You know, girls communicate more, they get more into looking at each other's social media, they get more invested quicker, and straight guys aren't like that, from my understanding. So if two people are like that, where they're getting obsessed with each other, they're texting all the time, messaging all the time, then it's kind of like, well, then you're going to be texting and messaging all the time and seeing each other all the time. I mean, I know someone who wants to see someone as much as possible just so they can gauge if they like them sooner or not, which I think is the weirdest, most unhealthy way to like unfold a relationship. But if you have two people who are like that, and apparently females have a higher chance of being like that, apparently, with biology and society and sexism and homophobia and everything, then yeah, that's going to be really hard to slow shit down when neither of you wants to slow shit down. Also, another sign you're moving too fast is telling your friends you're the one, which I thought is really, really interesting because I don't tell nobody about my dates. This podcast doesn't even know about all the dates I've been on, which I don't know if that makes me look good or bad. We're going to go with neutral. But one of the reasons why I don't tell people about dates, and I don't know if straight girls are like this. I don't know if, because some gay guys are like this. I'm sure straight dudes are not like this, but maybe they are. I don't know. There is an element where if someone says, I'm going on a date with somebody. First date, one date, everybody, and I think it might be because it's so hard to actually get someone to fucking go on a date with you, and they just ghost while texting via the app. You're not even texting on the fucking, like, text app. But everyone's always like, oh my gosh, you have a date, like, let us know how it goes, and all this, and it's like, it's one fucking date, and you never met the person before. And I cannot imagine that dudes are like, bro, that's so great, like, let us know how she is, and like, that's awesome, and like, I just feel like, I don't know if guys share that kind of stuff, but I've seen it in my friend, like, text groups where someone's like, oh, I can't hang out, I got a date. And instead of people being like, oh, that's cool, like, good luck, people are like, oh my gosh, like, tell me everything. And it's like, no, first of all, I don't want to tell you everything. And what if it's not good? Like, people build up this shit. And I see, like, my friends replying. We're like, yeah, they seem really great. Or we had one date and it was great. And you're inflating a date into maybe they're the one. And then you go into it with that too, which I think is also an awkward thing. But I feel like, and who knows, straight girls might do this too, so maybe this isn't a lesbian issue. And I think it just might be a person issue. Because like I said, it's like when you can actually land a date with someone, that's so impressive that people get excited for you, and that's great. But at the same time, it's one day, like, calm down. The last thing I thought was really interesting, and signs you're moving too fast, and mind you, there's like 11, it's a Bustle article if you want to read it, is you're getting too comfortable too soon. Which I thought was really interesting. That's where the whole, like, oh, you're skipping the honeymoon phase I mentioned earlier I got from. But I think that's really interesting that you're too comfortable too quickly. And I think if you're same sex, and like I have said multiple times, you go through similar struggles and all that stuff, it's easier to get comfortable too quickly. I think especially with lesbians, I'd like to think we're like... Oh, a higher standard when it comes to body image and shaming. For example, like, females are just like very like self-empowering to each other, and also like gay guys' types are literally their body types. Bears, twinks, otters, that's body. Ours, butch, femme, tomboy, is gender expression and identity. So when I think body wise you're already more comfortable, sex you already know how things work for the most, you know, like, you know, even if you never had sex before, like, you have a higher chance of finding a clit than a dude. It's gay people, especially I think once you're past the whole coming out phase and stuff. Like, I've talked about coming out stories on first dates, and those are really big deals. They are. Yeah, to a point where it's like, it's happened. But I've noticed straight people are a little bit more like, is it okay if I ask you your coming out story? Where gay people are just like, well, how did you come out? And it's because we already have a mutual level of understanding. So I think, and that's the same with a gay guy. Like, I think I could be way more comfortable with a gay guy faster than a straight guy. And I have great straight guy friends, and I love straight guys. But there's just an extra element where you're similar. And that's because you find, like, you feel like you got somebody there. Someone who got you. You know, they got your back. And when you're in a same-sex relationship, and I can see why potentially femmes move even faster. Like, two femmes or... Sorry, that was me totally being misogynistic about femmes, but I can see why two people of similar gender identities, such as two femmes, two boys, two butches, move faster, because there's even an extra element of a similarity where like attracts like, and you move quicker. Because, like, I like really, really feminine girls, so we end up having kind of like a boy-girl relationship where I'm like sitting around in my boxers, and she's still doing her makeup for 5 hours. You know, and, like, sometimes, like, I don't see shit. Like, for some reason, I literally can't see things. So we end up having a little bit more of a boy-girl, like, stereotype dynamic that two femmes may not have. And so I can see why they move even faster. I think, though, the important part of this podcast episode that I'm about to wrap up, because I gotta go physical therapy, is that a huge part of U-hauling and merging comes from sexism and homophobia. And that's something we need to work on as a society, as a community, as the L part of the community, as the LGBTQ plus community. because we have a lot of issues as the LGBT community. There's racism, sexism, there's, you know, looking down on people for their gender expressions and identities. So we do have a lot of work as a gay society. But that's something that's interesting as lesbians, where we need to find a way to encourage happiness within other aspects of our lives and be like, hey, being in a relationship is awesome, but there's a lot of other fucking amazing things going on in your life and you should be happy. And so when you meet somebody, you can move at a healthy, steady pace. I mean, like a life coach or someone they're interviewing, it might have been Dr. Constantine, whatever. It was like seeing them once a week and only texting on the phone or talking every other day for like 2 months. That's how slow she said that people need to move. Lesbians, she's a lesbian doctor. How slow we need to move to build a healthy foundation for a lasting relationship, or to know that it's not going to be lasting before you're too invested and your life gets messy. So I hope for the queer females this was enlightening, and for everyone else, welcome to our society. But also for everybody else, like I said, you could be straight, you could be bi, you can be male, you can be anything under the rainbow. That actually could have been like really nicely punny and good if that came out of my mouth smoothly. Moving too fast isn't good for anybody. And I do really hope, like, I know this focus on lesbians, but if you're not a lesbian, hey, look at your life and strive to have a healthy, better relationship. Until next time. And if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.